I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
That's the voice of Hall of Fame farm broadcaster Ron Hayes, who has been bringing farm and ranch news to Oklahomans for over 40 years. And now you can come meet Ron in person on the Ron Hayes Howdy Neighbors Tour, Tuesday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at P&K Equipment in Enid. P&K will feature product demonstrations on John Deere Guidance System tractors and test drives on many Gator utility vehicles and compact tractors. It's all happening October 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at P&K Equipment in Enid. See you there.
All right, welcome back. Mixed price levels seen throughout the complex today as traders look for additional price direction. There continue to be some additional support seen throughout the lean hog futures trade today, though narrow losses were seen in cattle trade. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. December corn futures about 2 cents lower. The Dow Jones 17 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 4 points. In live cattle, sharp gains gave way to mixed trade here on Wednesday as trade volume remained extremely sluggish. The limited activity created uncertainty as commercial traders were unwilling to actively step into the market, but still not willing to give up the move seen earlier in the week either. This could remain in a stalemate over the next couple of days, which could lead to a limited price direction. Cash cattle markets, though, started to slowly develop today, with a few bids starting to be seen. In feeder cattle, early pressure gave way to mixed trade as well due to the sluggish market activity seen throughout the complex. October feeder cattle futures held a 5 cent per hundredweight gain, while the rest of the complex is at 15 to 45 cents per hundredweight lower, as traders remained focused on squaring moves seen on Tuesday. Grain futures were steady to mostly lower today, reflecting a cautious mood in many markets. Traders were on the lookout for position squaring today ahead of Thursday's USDA reports, which will feature updated production estimates for corn and soybeans. Corn prices were lower today with light but fairly steady selling overnight. December futures honed in on the support line off of August and October lows, which could be a major line in the sand for tomorrow's reports. Soybeans tried to stabilize ahead of the morning break. Follow through selling from yesterday's failure to break through resistance kept the market unsettled in Asia, but November held a test of its 25-day moving average. And wheat prices were lower after selling ahead of the open in Europe, which put the market under light pressure. Futures at all three markets battled around short-term chart support. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.